Well, let's go ahead and pray and get into the message. Father, we come before you. Just thank you so much for this privilege and opportunity to stand before your people and to minister your word. Just ask that your anointing would be upon me and upon your word, and that you would give me the words that you would have me to speak. And Father, I ask that you would just use these words through the anointing of the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts and to motivate us to doing the things that you would have us to do for you, to build your church and to build your kingdom. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, go ahead and be turning in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. When I was growing up, I used to watch professional wrestling. Now, I don't recommend it anymore. It's gotten vulgar and all sorts of junk on there. But it used to be clean. And yes, I understand that it was always fake. You know, I'm smarter than that, okay? But I can tell you this much. What they did on there would actually work. Growing up, I was the smallest kid in the class. When I was in the seventh grade, I don't know what size I was as far as height or clothes or anything, but I weighed 88 pounds in the seventh grade. I wasn't much back then. And so I had to learn how to protect myself and how to fight against my bigger brother and the other people in the neighborhood. We had some twin boys that were about the size of Tim when they were in the seventh grade, and here I was, 88 pounds. And so I had to learn how to defend myself and protect myself. And I learned, folks, it's a lot more technique than it is muscle and strength. I got pretty good at protecting myself. And we're going to be talking today about life is a wrestling match. And I promise you, if you're a Christian and have been more than 30 minutes, you already know that it's a wrestling match. I want to read out of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. I'm going to read this scripture, and then I'm going to go back and do some expounding upon it in just a moment. But it says, we wrestle not, Ephesians 6:12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now let me reread that and add some words here and expound upon it according to Strong's Concordance. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the top powers, against the very best powers, against authorities, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, which is Satan and his demons. We wrestle against spiritual wickedness and spiritual depravity in high places. Now, sometimes in our spiritual battles, we are at a battle at a great distance apart. You know, the Bible talks about being able to quench all the fiery darts of Satan with our shield of the Spirit, or with our shield of faith, excuse me. Well, there's sometimes you can see the darts coming, and you can get down behind your shield and protect yourself. There are other times when we are told to use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And I did a fascinating study on that a while back. That is a different kind of sword than the two-edged sword and some of the other swords you talk about in the Bible. It is actually a dagger, and you are in combat, and you are close, but you're not locked in with each other. You can actually take that dagger and stick it into your opponent, twist it and pull it out, and do some severe damage. And that's what the sword of the Spirit is, the Word of God. But folks, there's sometimes we're locked into head-to-head, toe-to-toe combat, wrestling. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. When we're in one of those battles, we have no choice. We have to know who our opponent is. We have to know his tactics. We have to be alert. We have to be ready. We have to be strong. We have to watch every move that our opponent makes. And we have to make a counter move and even go on to the offensive to defeat our enemy. I want to point out one thing very, very, very important before we move on. Did you notice the very first words in Ephesians 6:12 says, we wrestle. We wrestle. God is not going to do the wrestling for you. We are the ones that are in this wrestling match. Yes, God has given us mighty weapons. And yes, He has given us the coaching of the Holy Spirit that says, the Bible says He will teach us all things. But we are the ones that have to do the wrestling. We are the ones in the battle. So we need to understand that very, very clearly before we get into this, that it's us doing the wrestling. It's not going to be God and the angels and all that. We are going to be the ones that are actually in this combat. Now let's talk about wrestling for just a moment. I'm sure everybody here has seen a wrestling match at one point or another in your life. The object of wrestling is the two opponents are trying to get the better advantage of each other and pin their opponent's shoulders to the mat for just 3 seconds. It doesn't take long to have a defeat, does it? Just 3 seconds. And that is exactly what Satan is trying to do to us. He is trying to get you down. He is trying to take advantage of you and catch you in a vulnerable spot and in some vulnerable way to get you pinned down and to put your shoulders down against the mat and to get you to surrender and saying that you've given up. But folks, the simple truth is he cannot do that if we don't allow him to. He cannot defeat us. He cannot pin our shoulders to the spiritual mat if we don't allow him to. We need to keep standing. And I understand that it might seem at times that you are just about pinned. Well, the Bible tells us to resist. The Bible tells us to get back up, to keep standing. We need to have the same attitude that Rocky Balboa had in the Rocky movies. And I understand that's not wrestling, that's boxing. But it's the same principle. If you've ever seen those movies, he got beat to a pulp. But what did he do? He got back up. To defeat Satan, all you have to do is get back up one more time, then he knocks you down. If he knocks you down 7 times, get up 8 times. And I understand that there are times that you just don't have any strength left to go on. That's the great thing about wrestling. You can reach over and you can tag the Holy Spirit. And you can get His help. And you can remember that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And that you are strong in the Lord. You don't have to do this on your own. You have the strength and the coaching of the Holy Spirit. You have the strength of the Lord just to get up and go on. And I understand there are times when you feel like you might be almost pinned down. But just about that time, and boy, this is... I started to bring Jared up here and show him some of the moves that I learned, but I didn't think he would go for that. This is where I'd like to have you, Jared. When you feel like you're almost pinned down, that's when you can get your second wind, and that's when you jump up off of that mat, and that's when you can grab your opponent and you throw him into the ropes. And just as he's coming back off those ropes, I always liked it when they did this, they'd take that old elbow and they'd whack him in the chest. And folks, we can do that. We can say, in the name of Jesus, cease! We have to wrestle. We have to get into the fight. A lot of times we'll sit over in the corner and whimper, why is this happening to me? Why is God letting this happen to me? Folks, He told us we were going to be wrestling. He told us we were going to be in hand-to-hand, head-to-head, toe-to-toe combat. Why do we get surprised at that? This is warfare. This is hard warfare. But as you're going to see in a few minutes, God has given us the weapons to fight this warfare with. Now I want to read over in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. This shows how severe that this warfare is that we're in. And this was Paul writing. This is 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 and 9. Paul said, we are troubled. We are pressed hard upon as like grapes on every side, yet not distressed, or we're not crushed. We are perplexed. We don't know what to do or which way to turn, but we're not in despair. We do not renounce our hope. We might be persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We might be cast down, but we are not destroyed. Now, folks, don't let there be any doubt about it. This is a fight. And this is a brutal fight. And you may get bruised and you may get beat up on, but guess what? The Bible says that we win. We win. And this is where we need to treat church a whole lot more like a ball game. A lot of times on a ball game, when you see that your team's behind, even if you're not in the stadium or you're not in the gym with them, you're cheering your team on. You're down, and I've heard some people getting down in front of the TV and literally screaming like they could hear them. Well, folks, sometimes we feel like we're behind in this game in the church, but guess what? We win. We win. But we have to do our part. James chapter 4, verse 7, he tells us to resist the devil and he will flee from you. You know, we read that so many times, we say, oh yeah, yeah, isn't that sweet? But when you go and look at the word resist, guess what it means? Fight! Wrestle! Get into the match! Oppose Satan with every fiber of your being. We have to wrestle with everything that's within us. There are times it takes not only our strength, but it takes the strength of our brothers and sisters in Christ. But we have to oppose Satan. We have to fight him. But God gives us a marvelous promise. He says if we resist him, if we fight him, if we oppose him with everything we've got, he will run as in terror. That's what it means to flee. You know, if you see somebody being chased by a bull, they're fleeing. Aren't they? Raised on a farm. I've been chased by a bull a few times. I didn't just walk away. I ran like my life was in danger because guess what it was? God says if we will fight Satan and if we will use our weapons, he will flee from us as in terror. We don't have to be afraid of him. Yes, we have to be watchful. Yes, we have to be alert. But folks, there's nothing in the Word of God that says that we can't and don't win. I want to share with you why he has to flee. Going back to Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse 10, Paul said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. You're not in this by yourself. Don't try to do it in your own strength. He says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Now, we're going to go down through the armor here in just a second. You need every bit of it. You need every aspect of this armor to win. He says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. Guess what? If you don't put it all on, you're not going to be able to stand. But he says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the tricks of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, since we are fighting against such great enemies, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Now listen to verse 14. We just said in verse 13, having done all to stand. In verse 14, he says, stand, therefore, and keep on standing. Having your loins, and this is how we need to stand. We're having our loins girded about with the truth. The truth is anything God says. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Folks, that's why he has to flee. We have our amazing armor and amazing weapons. The Bible says that our weapons are mighty, even to the pulling down of strongholds. Guess what Satan wants to get on you? He wants to get a stronghold on you. Now, let me share something with you right here, and this is where most of us as Christians fail. We have the most amazing armor. We have the most amazing weapons. But we don't have a clue what they are or how to use them. If you took me and put me over in Afghanistan right now in the middle of the war that's going on over there. And you said, Greg, here's your tank. Go get the enemy. It'd probably take me days to figure out how to even start that crazy thing, let alone how to maneuver it, how to use it, how to fire anything at it, how to aim the cannon. I mean, on my own, I'd probably never figure it out. It would be almost useless to me, wouldn't it? But you take me and you give me some training, and you show me how to start that thing, and you show me how to maneuver it, and you show me how to aim, and you show me how to shoot the cannon that's on that thing, guess what? I have me a mighty weapon. Folks, that's how we are. I read the list of weapons that we have. But most of us don't even know what they are. And if we do know what they are, most of us don't know how to use them. So they're useless to us. They're absolutely useless to us, just like that tank would be useless to me. Yes, it's a mighty weapon in the hands of somebody that really knows how to use it. But to me, it wouldn't be useful at all. Now, folks, we need to realize that we're in the battle. Don't try to even imagine. Don't even try to think that the battle's not real. The battle is extremely real. It's very real. And guess what? Your enemy is very real. And you need to study your enemy. You need to study Satan. That sounds strange, doesn't it? You need to study the devil. Paul said over in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, he said, we are not ignorant of his devices. Paul knew what Satan was going to do. And guess what? The same things that Satan did to Paul and to Peter and the other apostles and the other disciples is the same thing he's going to do for us and against us. He doesn't have anything new. We need to study him, and we need to know him in depth so we won't be ignorant of his devices, so we can see what's happening. We also need to study our weapons. We need to get to know our weapons in depth. Now, I've never had the good fortune of being in the military. And you say, well, why would you call that good fortune? Because I think every man, and even the lady, would benefit from being in the military in a lot of ways. Those of you that have been in the military, you correct me if I'm wrong, but they give you extensive training on your weapons, don't they? I've heard that they even wake you up in the middle of the night and have you disassemble, and reassemble your rifle, so in case it ever jams up on you in a foxhole, it's just automatic. You know how to do it. Folks, we need to get very well acquainted with our weapons. We need to know how they work, and we need to know how they work in depth. You know, just like faith, most people have no clue that faith worketh by love. If you don't have love in your heart, faith isn't going to work for you. And we can talk about the different weapons in that same regard, but you need to do your own homework and study your weapons. And then the third thing you need to do is you need to get into the fight. You need to get into action. I heard a man make a statement the other day, and I thought, when I heard this, I thought, when Satan hears that, he has to tremble in his boots. And I wrote it down just as fast as I could, and I think I got it almost verbatim, but if I didn't get it verbatim, I definitely have the concept of what he was talking about. I want you to think, or to listen to what this man said. And he said, he told this congregation, he said, I said this out loud, and, you know, we can definitely do the same thing. Obviously, he was in the middle of a big battle. And he said, Satan, if it's a fight you want, it's a fight you're going to get. I'm ready to go toe-to-toe with you, and you are going to lose. I have a mighty arsenal given to me by God. God is on my side. The Bible says, if God be for me, then who can be against me? And that I have overcoming faith. And so, Satan, bring it on. I've been waiting for an opportunity like this to kick your tail. I dare to say none of us here have ever talked to Satan like that. But folks, we have the authority to do that. Resist Satan. Fight him with every fiber of our being. And if we're bold in the word of the Lord, and if we're bold in our faith, we can do that. You know, the Bible tells us that Satan is looking for whom he may devour. Well, a person with that kind of preparation And that kind of attitude is not going to be somebody whom he may devour. I can promise you, Satan says, oh, there's a lot easier targets out there than that. I'm going somewhere else. He doesn't want to get his tail kicked again. Guess what? Jesus kicked it royally when he came up out of the grave. And I can see on some of your faces, you're going, I've never heard about Satan getting his tail kicked in church. Well, guess what? He did. You can call it whatever you want to call it. He got his tail kicked. And we have that same authority if we'll just use it. If we will oppose him and fight him and resist him with every fiber of our being, we win. Folks, this is definitely a wrestling match. It is definitely hard. And at times it seems like we are not going to make it. But if we do it God's way, we can pin Satan to the mat for the count. That's why the Bible says that we are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. We don't just win. We win in a big way. That's why it says that we are overcomers. A lot of times we don't feel that way, do we? Well, it may be that we're not fighting right. It may be that we don't know our opponent like we should. It may be that we don't know our weapons like we should. It may be that we're not using our weapons like we should. So here's the invitation for you this morning. I've got about three or four questions I want to ask you. Number one, how prepared are you for the fight? You better be prepared. You ever seen a fighter, whether it's a wrestler or a boxer, that went into the ring unprepared? It was a short fight, wasn't it? They got whipped in a hurry. So how prepared are you for the fight? Do you know your enemy? Say, yeah, he lives right down the street. No, we're not talking about that enemy. You know, we're always fighting people. People are not our enemies. Satan uses people. Satan is the enemy. He's the one we need to know. That's one of his tactics, is using other people. It's not the people that we're in struggle with, it's Satan. Do we know our weapons? And we need to know every one of our weapons. The Bible said, put on the whole armor of God. You need to know every aspect of your armor. You need to know everything you can, not only about your armor, but about your weapons. The next question is, are we using them? I told you about the tank earlier. I could know all about that tank. I could even be sitting inside the tank. If I don't engage the tank, it's still useless, isn't it? We need to not only know about them, we need to be using them. And here's what I want you to really catch about this whole message. A lot of times we wait till Satan attacks us and then we do our best to counterattack. Well, the best defense that we can have against Satan is to be on the offense. Just like that guy I told you about a while ago. He got in Satan's face and said, Satan, if it's a fight you want, you better bring it on, buddy, because I'm ready. He was on the offensive. He wasn't waiting to be attacked. He was being proactive. Folks, we need to get on the offense and let Satan know we are not going to be an easy target. And I can promise you, he's lazy. 9 times out of 10, he's going to go find somebody that is less threatening than you are, because there's a whole lot of people out there that not much of a threat to him because they don't know about their weapons and their armor and all that. So if we go on the offense and we get in his face, he's not going to bother us nearly as much as he does otherwise. But either way, we're still going to be in the wrestling match, aren't we? You ever seen a wrestling match where the guys get in there and they just kind of dance around and nobody ever touches anybody? That's what we try to do. We try to dance around Satan and we try to make him dance around us. But folks, the warfare that we're in, the wrestling match that we're in, you're going to have to come face to face, head to head, hand to hand, toe to toe, And let your enemy know that you're going to fight him with every fiber of your being. And when I'm talking about your being, I'm talking about not just your physical being, even more importantly, your spiritual being. And don't forget to remind him, hey, if I get a little weak in this wrestling match, all I got to do is tag team the Holy Spirit over here. He's just waiting on me. I already got his hand out. And about the time I think I'm going down, I'm going to remember that I'm strong in the Lord and that I am in His might, not in my own might. See, we have so much going for us. That's why God can guarantee us victory if we'll do it like He said to do it. I know some of you today are going through some struggles. Get on the offensive. Go up to Satan and get in his face. Now, get strong in the Word before you do that. Don't walk up the very first day and try to get in his face. He'll laugh at you because you're not strong in the Lord yet. But get strong in the Lord. Get strong in prayer. Get strong in your Bible study and learn about your weaponry and your armor. And then get in his face and don't let him push you around, because God said, when we fight him, when we oppose him, he will flee. So we win if we do it God's way. So as we stand, I'm going to ask you to stand with us. As we stand, if you're going through something right now and you want us to help you to pray, we'll be more than happy to do that. We'll call as many of our brothers and sisters up here to help you pray as we need to. But folks, we do not have to be defeated. We're only defeated by choice. Let's pray. Father, we come before you. Thank you so much that you have promised us victory. And you've told us that we can be even more than conquerors. You didn't promise us that it was going to be easy. Wrestling and combat is never easy. But Father, you've told us how to fight, and you've given us some amazing weapons to use. The sword of the Spirit, where we can just drive it into our enemy and twist it and pull it out and do severe damage to not only to Satan, but to his kingdom and to his works. And you've given us the shield of faith, where we can quench all of the fiery darts, Father, and all of the other weaponry that we have and all of the other armor that we have. God, I pray that you would help us to realize it's there for us to learn how to use and to put into action. And if we don't do that, it's literally useless to us. And for those that are going through things here today, Father, I pray that you would help them to reach out and gain strength from the Holy Spirit. Help them to be joyous in you, because your word tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And if we'll just do it your way, Father, you've told us that we win. And I thank you for that today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.